No.
Yes, sir, look, I wanted to be sure that you had McGregor and his people alerted to the fact that they ought to follow up on this mini thing. You see, Connolly had it in the morning, and I want to be sure that they, know that they're to follow up because they feel strongly on this, and I think this is one time when they can hit it hard. Do you agree?
Congressional people.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and the reaction up there today, Mr. President, was excellent. Even, oddly enough, even Gavin spoke out for it. As the ranking Republican on the Labor Committee was damn good, too.
Right.
To get on our side, he just said he thought many were very ill-advised. And our we sent up a batch of speeches to that.
Good. Sure. All right, fine. Well, we're going to get Scott and Ford and all the others, you know, to really, the people that can get on the news, really be on the side of the president against the special interest, the selfish special interest and all that.
What we have programmed is, of course, we've been working on calls to editors. We've got a dandy at the start, and I think it's the most time. But I think you're going to get a lot of editorial content. And also, Rumsfeld is going to have a press conference tomorrow afternoon and Bard do it over to Sunday. And so that we'll have a Sunday morning
right
story. And,
good. Right.
We want to keep a drumbeat on that.
Yeah, ride it hard over the whole weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
We
have one story each day.
See, the story, our story tonight will run tomorrow.
Right.
Connolly will run in the afternoon and Saturday.
And
well, they may have something tomorrow afternoon, but you've got to assume that the congressional people hit it tomorrow. For Saturday also in Sunday papers.
Right. Rumsfeld,
anybody we can think of that can hit something Sunday for Monday might be a good idea too. I don't know what there is, but
well, we could do our congressional one.
Right.
We could put those out before I go over to Monday, but let's get to the last 2 weeks.
Good.
Well, we'll certainly keep that heat on. I don't have any later report on the ITT thing other than the Google's report is down at the Congress, but we don't know what's in it. So,
he didn't
tell her what was in it before he sent it, but she
worries you.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes it a little uneasy, but our experts out in Chicago are proceeding with that schedule. We may.
Well, of course, if Hoover's people, Chuck, say that it's done in June, where we can't really use our experts.
Well, it depends on how
unequivocal
they are.
Yeah.
And how conclusive their findings are. The first report was damaged itself. But these fellows in Chicago, who were the fellow in Chicago, who absolutely now persuaded that it wasn't done in June, or that it can't be proven that it was done in June. He hasn't yet come to the conclusion that it was done in January. But according to him,
but Hoover's already sent a report up, huh?
Well, I just learned it. I just got a call about 10 minutes ago. He sent it up the evening at 4 o'clock. And I thought he would have known, but it didn't. I know what his lab people found. He said, well, we have a source in there that showed it. And that was very inconclusive. But I don't know what Hoover said. So we just have to sort it out for a while.
Well, Ehrlichman is supposed to have talked to him this afternoon. But he didn't come.
No, we talked to him this afternoon. We talked to him at 2 o'clock. And, no one saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but the main thing is what happened today.
Well
anyway.
We were having terrible problems with the Congress this morning. It was very difficult to get a little bit of a guy with the ball.
Oh, I know. They all these experts argue with each other like a bunch of women. That's right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, I will have my late night here, final report in Chicago, and I'm going to get in there, but they're all set to fail tomorrow, so
yeah.
If we don't find them, we've been undercut.
Well, yeah, that's right. If they just leave it inconclusive, that'll help.
That's what the working people found, and that's what the
How the hell they can do that, well, it's just the way they're doing. They're dragging everything out, you know. And, I mean, picking up every little smidgen of scandal to try to keep it going.
It's interesting what they're up to, though, but the reason that the way we've been about it, your report has gone up, this is really starting to be, is that these ones told Marty that at 5 o'clock,
somebody there is leaking to him. Oh, undoubtedly. He may have fixed Conrad, huh? Doesn't make a difference. Be sure you call Ehrlichman and tell him about this, will you?
Yeah.
Be sure John knows that Teddy knew it before we did. In all departments.
And they've had this establishment going since the 30s.
Correct.
The government was mushrooming during the 30s.
Correct.
So we just did.
So we got them all through justice.
No.
Even in the Bureau.
I really think that he was checked yesterday because he knew from the deal that he would be a bad CPI.
Sure.
There's no other reason.
He knew it. He knew it, right.
He had to, we knew it.
Sure, no. I think, on the other hand, he was probably surprised we took him on so hard, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he expected it. I really don't. I think he thought that he was... I think he...
Particularly from his conversation. You see, as I say, George, by going in and being very nice to him, indicates, well, we're going to soft-glove him, and he did it.
Well, it was an interesting little quote out of a labor official of Aiden. I don't know why it may not make any news, but it said, I expect that Nixon will wait a couple of weeks to let the dust settle.
Keep Fitz on the line.
No, I talked to him today, the president, and I said, look, I'm going in to talk to the president to tell him what you're saying. I want you to tell me where you are, and don't give me any equivocation. I'm with you. He's enjoying watching me.
Right.
Struggle, because as I explained to Fitz, I said, you're the only labor...
Well, Meany has never been any friend of Fitz's either.
Oh, no, he hates me. He hates the fact that Meany tries to order him around, and Meany considers himself the representative.
Right.
And that's why when you had that breakfast with me, I immediately sent you a note. We've got Fitz coming in now.
That's right.
That he knows that Meany always holds this over. Meany called him Monday and said, I want you in my office at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Fitz said, well, I won't be there.
Good.
And what Fitz is really enjoying now, and what Meany is going crazy this year is that labor people want to get anything into the board. And, you know, the building trades are going to want it. They've got to go through the system.
Yeah.
And that's just putting me in a hell of a spot.
Right. See if Ehrlichman knows that Teddy Kennedy knew about this, though. That's a very, very disturbing thing.
Well, it is. It's startling. But I'll get that done tonight.
Okay. Thank you.